Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. As I'm saying this, I'm closing out my Instagram page, and LA underscore Bella underscore VITTA says, the podcast, sweetie, 27 minutes ago. I'm just now seeing that. It's coming, sugar. Much to tell you, but I think with spring break and getting in so late Saturday night from Turks and Caicos, and I'll let you know this awful thing that happened to me on Wednesday. I am mad as f***, and I like it's consumed me in my life for the last 36 hours or so, yeah, if not.
Rightfully so.
Yes. So we'll be talking about that on Wednesday's podcast. I don't know if I've ever felt this violated and fucking irritated in all of my life. So I'll be talking about that on Wednesday's podcast because we have lots to talk about on this podcast, from recapping Turks and Caicos, recapping Don't Be Tardy, lots of recapping, honey.
I think it was probably an action-packed week for everybody, at least on the lower
I am tan as
coast.
Finally, thank you, God.
That's funny.
Thank you, God.
I can't stop itching. You know, you get that slight little sunburn.
Sin just jumped up. He thinks something's wrong. Sin was like asleep, and I said, thank you, God. And he sat up like, what's wrong, bitch?
Yeah. The tan looks good, you know, but the cost that you pay to get the tan, you know, the itching afterwards a little bit.
I only itch from like the bug bite.
Right, because you're Italian. I'm not. I'm German and, and Scandinavian and Norwegian. And
oh, God.
So,
well, I don't know how you get that tan then.
I know. I got some good blood in me, but
anyway. Can look great is what I'm trying to say.
I mean,
I have a tan. The cellulite
like it,
is not as noticeable now when you're tan.
Oh, God.
Yes, for sure. Okay,
I like
so
it,
should
saying.
We recap Turks and Caicos or Don't Be Tardy first?
Let's do sequential order. So let's do Don't Be Tardy.
Okay, Don't Be Tardy. You guys, we only have three episodes left every Friday, 9 p.m. on Bravo.
Are you sure?
This past episode was episode 9. Yeah.
Wow.
So we only have three episodes left, you guys. And this episode was, I really, when I laugh, I feel like you guys must be laughing too, because I hear most of what goes on in the show. I mean, I'm not with the girls all the time when they're filming, for example, but I hear most of the things, and I was really laughing during this episode. So let's start off with the KJ and Cash's birthday party. I've gotten a lot of Instagram messages about, oh my God, $22,000 on a party. It's all relative, right? And saying that it's all relative to your income. It's all relative in what you're looking for. It's all relative in who you hire. It's all relative in what ultimately you want to do for your kids. I think, you know, at the end of the day, yes, $22,000 is a lot of money for a birthday party. Croy, as you saw, was like, I mean, that is still a lot. And I was like, well, it was $32,000 and I knocked off $10,000. He's like, well, hell, I didn't even know that. But I made sure I didn't share that with him. I only shared with him like what I could get to. But I'll tell you this, you guys, you know what? They had laser tag, or like, I guess not laser tag. It was like water guns, but it was kind of in the driveway. We had like the blow up slide, which was actually ours. But it was catered professionally from Proof in the Pudding.
Yep.
And they did like Hulk water that was green and had all these different like fruits in them. They had all these different like French fries were wrapped in like Spider-Man paper. Everything was right. So even all of the wait staff was dressed up as superheroes. The party planner, who's incredible, let me pull up her Instagram to tell you guys.
Michelle,
yes, but let me tell them her Instagram page for the actual party planning aspect. She's done stuff for like Rick Ross. She's done stuff for a lot of people here. And my old assistant actually introduced me to her, and I've been obsessed. It's LEMIGA. Her name is Michelle, but it's LEMIGA Events. She is off the chain incredible. she's just off the chain. She did my 40th birthday party and she did the boys' birthday party. And the boys' birthday party we did in a couple weeks because KJ wanted a birthday party with Cash and vice versa. And in the interview, as Corey knows, but I said to you, like, they're 14 months apart. And you're like, well, no, they're 2 months. One's in May, one's in August. So it's like 2 months apart. And I was like, okay, shut the hell up. And they're like, you treat Corey so bad. But it was like, babe, you know what? I mean, you guys, we sit in these interview chairs for like 6 hours. And it's like, people are going to figure it out that their birthdays are only a couple months apart.
Right.
They're only a year apart. So that's why we did it together. And for that kind of money, that's also like we killed two birds with one stone. Yeah. They all have the same friends as well. And a lot of their friends have brothers that are KJ's age and Cash's age. Right. So it just worked out great. We had like over 55 kids show up. You don't get to really see all that. Mrs. Hornsby, who is the most incredible teacher. I mean, I just think that the school that they go to, they have incredible teachers, but Miss Hornsby she's one of those teachers that really expects a lot from her students, and demands a lot and has a very, intense curriculum, but yet is so loving, caring. I don't know. I love her. And when I win the lotto, I'm going to offer her, I don't care what she wants, to just come homeschool the kids. So I don't have to get up in the morning and take them. Okay. Yeah. Like, she's that good, you guys. So you get to see a portion of who she is, but for her to show up to his birthday party to KJ's, she was teaching KJ last year. She's never taught Cash. She was the teacher that moved from kindergarten to first. She has always taught kindergarten, at least at the school they go to. And then she went to first for 1 year and KJ got her again, which I literally cried over.
Yeah.
And then she went back to kindergarten this year because I was really hoping Cash was going to get her. So now, I don't know if you guys agree with this or not. With twins, a lot of times they say to split them up. I did not do that for pre-K. And I hope to God I don't have to do that for kindergarten because I want the twins to have Miss Hornsby as well. So, you know, I've talked to their pre-K teacher. I'm getting off a subject right now. But I talked to their pre-K teacher and I said, you know, do you feel like they're really dependent on each other? Because that's what they really find with twins is that they're more dependent on each other and they want them to kind of be more independent. So they want to split up. Mm-hmm. And then she said, no, absolutely not. And we all know Kaya's not dependent on Kane. Okay. But Kane, I think it's more he's being controlled by Kaya, not that he's so much dependent. So anyways, you get to see her and just a portion of her, but you know, she came in, she was traveling out of town. So she came in for, you know, for 30 minutes. I just really love her. I just do. I love her. Maybe one day I'll have her on the podcast because she's such an incredible teacher. I'd love to maybe pick her brain one
day. Yeah, it'd be really cool though.
On kind of, you know, they get a lot of homework. The students know that she demands, and has, you know, she demands respect. She demands their work being done perfectly. She demands them meeting her requirements. But she also, like I said, is like very loving and caring.
Right. Her technique is very unique in the sense that she motivates a child to want to perform for the teacher as well as respect and behave and accomplish their own, you know, feel accomplished, you know, so she helps the child feel accomplished at such a young age, you know, and that's a hard task. And again, we, you know, I want to say one thing about teachers. Teachers spend more time with your child once your child enters school than you get to, you know, like they're the ones that are raising your children. So what he or she is implementing into your child's, you know, brain and philosophy and heart and developing them is, has sometimes more of an influence than you do as a parent.
Right.
So
their school that they go to, you guys, is so expensive. It's like worse than college tuition. And I told Corey, like, I don't care if I have to get a part-time job, they're going there. That's how much I love the school, their curriculum, their standards. It's really, yeah. I mean, they spend 8 hours a day with these teachers and I, thank God, have had three different teachers at this one school. The twins have who Cash had in, pre-K, and then KJ had Miss Hornsby for 2 years, and then Cash has Mrs. Judge this year, who she's just as incredible. She knows I'm like a big baby, like, oh my God, Cash cries, I cry. You know, she knows how I am. So she texts me like, he's fine today. She's from New Jersey. So I feel like her and I really jive. I don't know. I feel super blessed. I feel like if you have a great teacher, it makes your whole friggin' year.
Right.
It can either make or break your year.
Yeah.
And that's like scary because you go through that as a parent every year.
Yeah.
Like hoping and praying.
Yeah. I'm just thankful we were in the position to have a choice, you know, and that's very grateful.
What do you mean
that.
A choice?
Well, like, you know, Some people don't. They have to send their kids to public schools.
Oh, right.
And that's
right,
just, you got what you got, you know?
Regardless, just right. because it's a private school doesn't always mean you have the best. Because I had to rip 100%. One of Brielle's teachers a new asshole one day because they were being so rude to her. And it was a private school as well, very expensive. Right. She was in
sixth grade. They can almost swing so far to the left or right, whatever you want to call it, that they're so aggressive because they're in a private school that it's like too much, you know, like there's, like, you got to find a balance. There has to be a balance of pushing a child, you know, anyways, but yeah.
I feel like as being a single parent and being so much younger with mm-hmm. Brielle and Ariana, I had a couple issues with a few of their teachers, and I would go to lunch with them every day, and I would be sitting there, and Brielle loved it. Ariana was always so super annoyed by that. But, you know, I wasn't as invested. I didn't have the time to invest in all that I have the time to invest in now. So, and what I don't like about KJ right now is that he's in second grade and like, I don't have the teacher's cell phone number. And like, I want to text her like, how's he doing today? Like, I mean, I get he's seven almost. Yeah. He'll be eight.
But you have her email.
I do have her email, but
so it's like a slow process.
No, and she responds right away. Right. No, but like, I want your cell phone.
it's a slow process.
Like, why don't I have
your,
I have every other teacher's cell phone. Right, no, I have Miss Hornsby's cell phone. I have their cell phones.
Because they're little. Like, he may have an accident in his pants or something at
kindergarten. Like, how annoying. I know that I can be probably pretty annoying or like, hey, how are they doing? Or, especially when they go on field trips, you know, like they know to send me a photo because I'm already very worried, but like, why?
If they're texting you, they're not teaching the children. So that's why you don't get their cell phone numbers.
I don't like that. I like to be able to text, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Corey's telling me to like wind it up, but I know that there's so many moms hearing me right now saying like, I feel you.
No.
I want their cell phone number.
No.
Especially like, hey, by the way.
That's why you have a rational husband.
No,
father.
No, dads are not
rational.
As emotional. No, you're not rational. You're
you
just
guys are emotional. We're rational.
However you want to justify your behavior of, he's 7 years old, he's fine, don't call the teacher, leave her the hell alone.
Carefree Breathe offers a line of skin-friendly pads and panty liners that go beyond leak protection to keep your skin dry and irritation-free. Carefree Breathe provides irritation-free protection for your most sensitive areas. Did you know that Carefree Breathe is clinically tested by dermatologists to meet the most sensitive skin standards, free from fragrance, dyes, and harsh irritants? For light days, reach for their panty liners, and, well, when you need more protection, they have us covered with their super and overnight absorbencies. When periods happen, stay protected and help prevent feminine discomfort with Carefree Breathe Ultra Thin Pads. I had the chance, you guys, to try out Carefree liners, and they really work great, keeping my skin nice and dry all night long. For more information or where to buy, check it out on Amazon or Walmart.com, or you may find it at your local grocery store or CVS.
Okay, so anyways, you got to meet KJ's teacher, and she's super dope. So anyway, I was back in the studio for Wig, which Brielle and Ariana were like, "What is she having like a midlife crisis? Why does she want to do this song?" You know what? Don't be tardy, you guys. Sold. It was incredible how many singles or however you want to say it sold. And then, you know, I did appearances. I was on Ellen DeGeneres, you know, performing the song. I went on Wendy Williams.
Were you
performing
first?
The song.
Were you one of the first to release a song
from what?
The Housewives franchise?
Yes.
Was anybody?
Yes. And they've done that after. They've
right, of course. Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of other that followed in your footsteps.
I'm a trendsetter, sweetie.
Right,
but yeah. No. But that song was so successful, and I always wanted to be a one hit wonder. I love music. Music speaks to me. People say, like, what does that mean, one hit wonder? Yes, I want the song to be successful, but music has always spoken to me. So I want the song to either make you feel alive or put you in a place of like where you can reminisce about you know, reflection, whatever, reminisce about a good or a bad time, whatever it is. You know, I want music to me does that. I didn't realize that until I met a friend of mine back in the day, and his wife and I, we were very close, but him and I were even closer. And he would say to me, like, music is crazy for you. Like, it really touches your soul. He's like, it's funny that you really sing the words and feel it. And I was like, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, what does that mean? But yeah, like, to me, and just like I thought everybody else, like, music isn't just a song. So my point is that Don't Be Tardy was successful, and I had fun with it. Well, we get emailed songs all the time to Kim at Kim Zolciak and over the years, and it's like, nope, 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 nope. And then a friend of a friend who was a part of my crew said, hey, I have a guy that wants to write a song for you. And my publicist, Jack.
Has written
a song. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my publicist, Jack, was involved as well.
Yeah.
They had contacted him. And he said, hey, I think they're friends, actually, Felipe
probably,
and Jack. Hey, I got this song. It's called Wig. And I was like, whatever. Like, okay, cool. Send it. Well, I was getting my makeup done during Don't Be Tardy filming, and I played it, and I was, and everybody, my hairdressers, but like I said, it's been with me for like a gazillion years, and she's like, I like this song. I was like, I do too. And then we all started like singing it the rest of the day, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it. So I was already having like an issue turning 40. Not an issue, I'm grateful, but 40 is a lot older to me than 39.
So are you saying issue is an overstatement or an understatement? The word issue.
It's an understatement. So I just felt like, oh my God, let me do this really cool song. I'm literally itching my fucking leg because Corey, like, what?
I know. I'm telling you.
Stop. You're making me itch.
I'm telling you. Like, it's
bizarre. I don't even have a bug bite there. What the fuck? Stop itching.
Okay. Hands on the table.
Sin. Go itch your daddy. Sin's looking at me like, bitch, you cray cray. Anyway, so I decided to, you know what? I like the song. Fuck it. Like, let's do it. And my producer was like, I love the song. Let's do it. So I don't know. So I don't know if I didn't have like other people pushing me that I would have done it, but I was like, let's do it. And so of course I'm in the studio. I'm claustrophobic. You know, I mean, it was done very quickly. I love the song. It's Wig. It's what it's called. Wish I Gave a Shit is what it stands for, which I love even more because
they call it an acronym, right?
Sure.
I think so.
Sure. Corey and his like pronouns and just all his nonsense verbs.
I'm so extra.
No, I'm just kidding. So, no, I better behave because everybody's like, why would you say what the hell or shut the hell up, Corey, or something like that?
Oh my God, that's fine. Yeah,
there was like two women that were like, oh my God, you treat Corey so bad.
And, oh, poor me.
Yeah. So anyway, I did the song and I loved it. And then what's really strange is at Key West, which I lived there when I was a child. My dad was in the Navy and stationed there for a period of time, which I've never been back to since, had asked me to perform or not perform because they didn't know about the new song, right, but they, you know, to come and do Pride and all that stuff, which I thought that'd be really cool to bring the family and like make a trip out of it.
I've never been there either. I've heard it's really cool.
So I agreed also not only to do this song, I'm pretty much like within a couple of days of each other, but I also agreed to go to Key West. And then I said, well, if I can get this song done in time, which you guys will find out what happens with that next episode, I believe, you know, then we can do that there. So anyways, it was really cool to be back in the studio. It was really fun. The studio was so awesome. We ended up meeting a really incredible couple that have been married. They worked together. Just really, it was really great. It was a really great experience. Yeah. Felipe is so nice. Sean, who's the producer, was really funny and nice too. We've kept in touch. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the song too. It's catchy. It's fun.
And I wasn't a part of Don't Be Tardy. So I didn't get to see you in the studio.
I don't know if you guys know that Corey and I did, well, I guess we didn't do a song together, but we wrote a song together with Jazzy Faye, Love Me First, which is also on iTunes. And it talks about just my life in general and kind of where I was at when we wrote the song. It's really cool. It talks a lot about being a single parent and loving yourself first and then evolving to, you know, anyways, you guys check that out also on iTunes. It's called Love Me First. We did that together. So that was kind of it, but that was just kind of behind the scenes and goofing around. Yeah. Whereas Wig was more of like Corey was involved. But as you guys saw Corey sing in the car, he's like, wig, my wig. Corey was like, that's not really how he sings, even though you guys kind of liked it. He was like, my wig, my, like, whatever. I almost wanted to choke him out because I was so nervous about going to the studio. And it's like, shut up. Like, I have to think. I have to think about, like, what I'm doing and what I'm about to enter into, only because I've been so harassed. Like, you saw me say in the interview, like, okay, go ahead and pan to the Dallas Austin studio days. Like, they took the very worst of the worst footage that you could ever have and aired that. And so, of course, I told them, go ahead and pan to it, and they of course inserted it.
And
so yeah, of course it did. So anyways, it was all good. Ariana driving test, that was a shit show, and it's amazing that you can like run over a cone per se and still get your license.
Those cones represent street signs, other people's bumpers, fire hydrants, and you can just run them over like no big deal and still pass. I guess they're advocates for the insurance company dishing out some payments or something.
It's funny because Ariana has actually met that teacher. He's actually a teacher at a school. I don't know if it's her school, but she knows the driver, the instructor. Which was funny. So
you want to hear a funny driving story? So when you grow up in Montana, you sometimes have to drive on roads that are not paved. They're not asphalt roads, so they're dirt roads or gravel roads, and these gravel roads can become kind of slick in their soft shoulders and stuff. So you're literally on gravel. So my driving instructor, we were on some gravel roads learning how to drive.
How about the snow? Do you guys like do your?
No, we don't test in the snow because driver's education is in the summer. So it's never snowing in the summer. So you just have to learn on your own.
It's only in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So, and it's offered from the school. So you have to take it through the school during the summer. The teachers teach it, and then you go get your license or whatever. So anyways, but my instructor, when you're to kind of get you used to that, you know, you go down these gravel roads and drive on different surfaces. And so But my driver's instructor thought he was funny, and he put us into like a spin. So kind of like a, like he actually spun the car out, and we had to correct the spin. You had to to learn how to like not overcorrect the car. Does that make sense? Cause like if your car starts to slide on ice, snow, gravel, whatever it is, a slick surface, some people
gravel's
jerk
not really
the wheel.
Slick.
Yeah. Well, it becomes, it's like, it becomes kind of like sand almost, where there's so much of it that it gets like soft and your car will actually pull in a different direction.
God, that's scary.
Yeah. But so my instructor fit, you know, he physically tried to like slide the car out and you had to fix it, fix the slide.
That's scary. I would have failed right there. I would have been like, bah, and close my eyes and hope for the best. Right. You know, they did like this study where women close their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, they like, and you see like if KJ throws a ball at me, I'm like, eyes closed. It's like, it's funny because if you watch Cash, he doesn't really do it, but Brielle and Ariana and Kai, we all close our eyes. Yeah, it's just very funny. Anyways, you guys, don't forget every Friday, Don't Be Tardy on Bravo, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only three more episodes left.
It was a really funny episode.
It was really funny. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
You guys, I am obsessed with Instacart, and I have been for a very long time. My groceries are delivered in as little as an hour at the time that works for me and my schedule, which is huge. That way I can play with my kids. I can pick them up from school. I can call a friend. I can do my podcast. They have exclusive coupons. You can save money with coupons on pantry staples. They're available at Publix and Whole Foods, which happen to be my favorite store here in Georgia. There's no sitting in traffic, looking for parking, or waiting in the checkout line. You can get the app or go to Instacart.com and shop the groceries you need from your favorite local retailers. Your shopper gathers all your groceries with care by selecting excellent produce and contacting you if necessary. I literally will get a text message like, hey, you guys, they're out of this kind of orange juice. Would you like to replace it with this? And you just hit approve or not approve. It's literally that easy. Your groceries will arrive in as little as 1 hour or at the time that you selected. They keep my items that are hot, hot, and my items that are cold, cold. Try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to Instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter your promo code house at checkout. That's promo code house at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today, going to Instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget to enter my code house, Instacart.com or through the mobile app. Again, use code house at checkout. Let's go ahead and jump to Turks and Caicos. You guys know that's my favorite spot. It's a little tainted now. We'll talk about that on Wednesday, like I said. No, I'm f***ing so mad. I can't even, like...
I hear you. I'm mad, too.
Yeah, and it's
and
not...
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get into that on Wednesday. But Turks and Caicos, you guys, we took a really early flight out Saturday morning so that we landed at Turks at like 11:30 in the morning. So we had to be at the airport at like 6:30. We got there, you guys, and like Corey and I will go to, you know, the Aminyara and Turks and Caicos, which is one of our favorite spots or, you know.
Yeah, we haven't been in so long, though. This was our first vacation
in a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half with the kids.
Because we had gone to Turks and Caicos in December of 2017 and it rained for 8 straight days. Yeah. I'm talking torrential downpour, like every day, all night, mosquitoes out, those no-see-em bugs that bite the shit out of me out. It was hell. So I just was so frustrated by it. And then Corey and I went to Aminyara right after my 40th birthday last year, which I'm going to go there again for my 41st. Oh my God, that sounds fucking so horrible.
41st.
Off. Oh my God. I'm going to go see Dr. Kasabian for Botox before then. But anyway, so we took an early flight. We got to the airport. Holy shit. There was like
crowded
gazillions
of
people.
I've
never seen international like that ever. Yeah. So I'm running really late. It's like 7 o'clock, 7:15. Our flight's taking off at like 8:24 or some random time. So I'm like getting the bags in the car. He's like, what's up, Cam? Sky Priority. Come on, girl. And like, I am able to take all of my bags to the front because I'm a Diamond member.
Yeah.
For Delta. So thank you, God. And we had like 12 bags, 2 car seats.
Yeah.
You know,
had we not had that happen, had we had not that had,
we would have never married.
Yeah. We would have missed.
Yep.
Then
and every flight thereafter
there
was full
two situations.
Monday.
The irony of how angels work, that's funny. But so that situation helped us. And then Cash, he like 2 days prior decides to get really angry.
Oh my God.
At his brother on the trampoline. And they're wrestling. They have these little wrestling matches. It's kind of funny to watch. But if one starts to win more than the other, then they get angry and they get frustrated, right? So KJ was winning. He had pinned Cash, I guess, on the trampoline and wouldn't get off of him. So Cash, you know, sees nothing but red when he gets this angry, sees nothing but red, and decides to haul off and try to kick his brother. So he goes to kick his brother. Well, he kicks him square in the shin, and all you hear is this big old
pop,
you know. And it's just like, oh, you know, and so he comes in the house, he's crying, and you know, he's not putting any pressure on his foot. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I have, ironically, Malucci was coming that night. Malucci checks him out. He's got this little thing, tests to see if it's kind of broken. Cash is like, I think he's fine, but you know, Cash is, he's still whining. So I put him in this boot, right? That we had, I think it was Ariana's boot, from a past little thing that she had gone through when she was younger. Cash has the same size foot as Ariana. That's
literally
insane. That's insane to me.
Yes.
So we put him in this boot though, and he's upset about it. He's like, I don't want to wear it, but then we take it off, he won't step on it. So for the last 2 days of school before spring break, he's wearing this boot and he's irritated by it, but because it's hot, it's sweaty, it's hurting his calf, it's causing, you know, I got this blister, but so I know it's going to be an issue because we have to walk a lot in the airport. We have to go through all these things. So this boot, he's got it on. The minute he steps out at the airport, I can't walk. My foot hurts. It's killing me. You know, I said, well, fine. I'll find you a freaking wheelchair. Let me get you a wheelchair. So we get our bags, get Cash in a wheelchair. I go to park the car and Kim goes inside and Ariana calls me and she's like, Dad, like
it's insane.
We're not going to make it, Dad. And I said, well, you know, Cash is in a wheelchair. You can't be, you know, maybe take him to the wheelchair line. I don't know. I feel bad for saying that, but maybe take him to the wheelchair line. So they're like, great idea. So at the same time, I kind of meet Kim and Ariana and the kids, and me and Brielle had parked the cars. We get there and the lady's like, yeah, come on. Well, she's like, whoa, not all of you. You know?
Oh, no, she was pissed. Yeah. She was not having it. I guess they brought in the dogs, the police dogs, just, you know, whatever. So they had stopped all security moving. So that's why she also was like, not all of you.
Right.
And she's like, and so I was like, girl, what do you mean? Like, what the does that mean? You're going to take two of us and the rest of us are going to stay behind? Like, that's weird.
And that's what she did.
But so Ryan was like, you're thankful. Not leaving me with Cash. Right. And I was like, no, I'm coming. So the three of us went through, me, Cash, and Ariana, and it took another 25 minutes for Croy. Thank God the angels worked out great because the gate was only, you know, six. Like it went from like F10, you know, 9, yeah. F8, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And so we barely made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we made our flight all in all. Thank God. We got on the flight and we sat in coach because there was no first class tickets when we booked our tickets, and Delta Comfort was sold out as well. And to try to fit eight people in any arena was not easy, but we somehow found like a few rows like close to each other. So there was like three in one direction, three in another direction. So it worked out. It was all good. We landed. We went to our favorite restaurant, Mango Reef, because the villa that we rented wasn't available yet. So I got my conch fritters, which is like my favorite thing. And we got to the house. It was beautiful. The view was beautiful. I absolutely loved the house. The location was pretty cool. The only thing I didn't like was water pressure. It took us a really long time to like wash our hair. Like water pressure is important. Like how incredible is it to be at this gorgeous beach, white sand, crystal clear blue water, getting tan as shit, beautiful sun shining. And then you want to take this incredible shower to like get everything off of you, sunscreen, wash your hair. And it's like, yo, bitch.
And you get a dribble.
Like, literally. Hello. A dribble. Like, I have a ton of hair. Like, hello. My girls have extensions. Hello. Like, it took me forever to wash my hair. I was getting so pissed.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah. It was like, imagine your faucet turned on to a quarter of it full blast, your faucet, and then showering underneath that. That's literally what it was.
Yeah. But the bed was comfortable. It had a fan. Everything else was, but it had like a weird smell in the, it had like a bidet or whatever. So that like was smelling like shit, actually, oddly. So Croy figured out that if he like dumped water down it, like bottles of Fiji nonetheless, it wouldn't smell.
Right. Well, and it closed the door and then opened the little.
Yeah, but like you shouldn't have to do all that for what we were spending. So anyways, all in all, though, it was really cool. We hired a chef. Tracy stayed home because of the baby, which was totally fine. So we hired a local guy. He was good. It's funny because Tracy knows our family so well, and I forget that she's been with us for almost 6 years. So she knows like I'm really weird about this, or that Croy doesn't like this, or that I like my coffee made like that, or whatever the case may be. And it's funny because you just kind of have to wing it with a new chef.
Right.
They were really nice and they really went overboard for us. We had like a beautiful beach dinner that I didn't know that I was going to have to pay for, like all of the tiki things or whatever the fuck you call those things, and like all the fucking chair covers and all the fucking, like if you put on this great dinner that nobody asked for.
Not like, hey, we're going to bring an outside company to kind of set it up and you pay a little fee. Like we had to, we ended up buying them, and then we obviously can't put them back in our bags.
Yeah, like, so it was, that was interesting that you, you put on this beach dinner that we never asked for, which was cool and a nice surprise. And then I got the bill and it was like, I paid for all these 100,000, what do you call those fucking things?
Yeah, tiki torches.
Tiki torches. I couldn't think of it. I want to call it a tiki.
We bought them.
Yeah, we bought them. So now somebody else is going to get to enjoy them, but which is fine, whatever. But,
well, maybe everybody buys them.
It's fucking weird. So, you know? Anyways.
Who knows?
Anyways, the food was great. He made like some of the most incredible fish I've ever had. Cash must have had 7 pieces. A couple ended up getting diarrhea, just I think from the ice and just from just traveling in general. So yeah. A couple of the kids. I don't get an upset stomach very often, thank God. So I didn't have any diarrhea. But... you know, it was
it had
great.
The normal ebbs and flows of a Bierman vacation.
It was. And I'm going to share with you how it fucking ended, because it was a nightmare.
Yeah,
all the way around,
normal.
It ended in like in a kind of fucked up way all
not
the way
normal.
Around. I think energies. So here's not I brought normal. Sage with me, you guys, to sage the house. And then I just get so busy with the kids. We didn't bring a nanny or anything with us, which I know. Yeah, I'm a mom and we should be able to handle it. And we did just fine. That's not my point. My point is that because the four are so little right. that it's nice to have even Berta, who's 80 years old, helping like bathe one of them so that I can get the other one done, or Corey can do the, you know, whatever. But anyways, we didn't have any help. I can't take Sin serious. I missed Sin so bad. I missed all of our dogs, but I have a very special connection to Sin. Brielle really loves King. We all love Sailor, just like we do Sin. Loren's really sweet, and Norma is loved by Ariana like deeply. But I'm looking at Sin, and he's like, "Bitch, you're lucky you're home." He was so happy that we got home. But I keep getting off track. But I'll tell you guys how the trip ended. It was not. Yeah, it wasn't. It
Part
wasn't all that great.
Wednesday.
Part two on Wednesday. So I'm getting fucking really heated and flushed as I'm talking about it. So we rented jet skis. You know, Junior, who's a friend of ours that we met a few years ago in Turks and Caicos, that we rent the jet skis from. He had lost his house, and you guys were kind enough to donate to his GoFundMe, I guess, last year. Mm-hmm. And so he was able to kind of rebuild and get his life back together. So it's cool. He's happy. He's good. He lost his mom to cancer, I guess, in 2014. Mm-hmm. So it's just him and his sister. So it was really good to see him. He had dinner with us almost every night. Really good guy. Maybe when he comes to Atlanta, I'll have him on the podcast and you guys can talk to him. He's got a pretty strong accent.
He's
from Haiti.
Yeah.
So anyways, really good guy. So it was great to see him. The boys love him. He throws him up in the air. And anyways, it was pretty fun. So yeah, no nanny. We, you know, I mean, gorgeous weather. We had gorgeous, gorgeous weather.
Yeah,
I've never prayed so hard in all my life. I think it scarred me to rain for 8 solid days with like pouring torrential downpour that I was like anxious no matter what this time, and all I saw was sunshine. So very thankful, angels and the God, for beautiful, beautiful weather.
And now back to House of Kim.
Okay, you guys, so on to the positive segment.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
I love this one because I get asked this a lot, but how to replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts, which I've been trying to do since this horrible shit happened to me Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I do okay for periods of time, and then it hits me again and I'm pissed. So obviously not everyone can stay positive and happy all the time. It's very normal sometimes to feel angry, sad, worried, frustrated, hurt, whatever the case may be. Like, it's very normal for me to be so fucking mad over what happened and has occurred, along with Brielle as well. Anyways, these negative emotions, we cannot avoid them. But what we can do is not dwell on the negative emotions, which I think I've done a pretty good job of not dwelling on them. But yet I'll be like asleep and I wake up and I'm like, you mother, bop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Like, so mad. And then I'll be going throughout my day and it's like, oh, obviously I'm reminded constantly because I'll get into it on Wednesday. And it's like, you mother, like, I have nothing else to do in my life. So I'm trying not to dwell on it. But, you know, anyways, we need to keep in mind that noting, you know, nothing changes for the better if we're worried, angry, sad, or anything. All it does is ruin our present state of mind. And that's true. I try to just say, you know what? I do believe, and Brielle said this to me, that like, I do believe everything happens for a reason. And this makes no fucking sense why this would happen to me. And then KJ said something to me, which I'll share on Wednesday. And I was like, you know what, KJ, I almost choked my own son out over it. but I can't, you know, whatever. I can't totally disagree with him. But anyways, let's say you're worried about something. You know, obviously we are worried about some issues that have still to come. They belong to the future. It could be an exam, or it could be a meeting, could be money, health, anything. Worrying is a negative natural emotion created by negative thoughts. When we are worried, we tend to think about what if things go wrong, which mine already went wrong, but what if we can also, you know, what if we visualize funny and you know, non-pleasant situations because we're worried about the outcome of something? What if we envision like happy, positive situations? You're not as worried. Worrying, you know, a friend of mine posts all the time, Khloe Kardashian on her Instagram page, all these positive affirmations or, you know, positive things. And she said the other day that worry just creates more worry. And I'm going to pull up her page
That's
right now.
Very, very true. Yeah. One thing I'd like to say too is sometimes when we're in our state of envisioning and we're focusing.
Let me just interrupt you one second. Go. Chloe posted today, life is amazing and then it's awful and then it's amazing again. And in between the amazing, it's awful and it's ordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the awful and relax and exhale, during the ordinary. That's just living heartbreaking, soul healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life. And it's breathtakingly beautiful.
Right.
Holy shit. That's a lot, right? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so true. I know that. I don't know how many followers she has. Let me see, because there's 90 million. I was going to say, if you don't follow her, you probably should, but I'm sure you are. So right. Anyways, go ahead, babe.
No, so I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when we're in that state of envisioning and manifesting and focusing on things, we can lose sight of the positivity and things. And we're like, oh man, like what's going to happen? Stay focused on the positive, stay focused on your goals and what you're trying to create. And then outside of that, if you're not focused on the task at hand and continuing your process to where you want to go and you don't have a plan in place, that's when you can kind of start to wander and worry and 100%. Wonder. So stay on your tasks at hand and stay busy, and that mind won't wander because it's going to be focused on those tasks.
You know, I've never heard anybody say that worrying makes you feel good.
No.
Like at the end of the day, like I've never heard anybody say that. Right. So worrying ruins only your present, but not only, it makes us even weaker because having a constant worry buzzing in our mind can be very tiring, doesn't allow us to think straight. When we're worried, we're like in pilot mode, which is totally what happens to me because I think all the time.
Right.
I think that's a Taurus in me. I accept it and appreciate it at times, but other times it's like, oh my God, can you just shut it off for a second? But it's not always worry. Right. We are not really aware what is happening around us because we focus our attention on the thoughts all the time of just worry. It is the same thing even when we are angry at someone or a situation. It's normal to get angry, but it's not good at all to spend a lot of time being angry. Control your anger. It's only a letter away from de-angered. You may be reading like how to control your anger, which is something I probably need to do, especially after this situation. Anger.
Doing great.
No, I'm trying, babe. But then Corey's like, I'm mad too. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Anger is an emotion associated with a thought about something that's happened in the past. We need to let it go. It belongs to the past. To be happy, we need to live in the present. It's very difficult to do that. Anger comes from the past. Worrying is about the future. The past is gone. The future is yet to come. So let's live in the present. I know it's easier said than done. It just is. I mean, how you process things that happened in the past create anger today, and things that you worry about in the future, you know, it's the future. You're not living. I try to live in the present. That's something that I struggle with because I love to look back on my past and reflect on more positive moments. So I think of, oh my God, I want another baby because KJ and Cash and Kai and Kane, they were so cute. And I just love when they were babies and blah, 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 blah. You know, like I love to reflect on those. And then I get them over. It's like, Corey, let's have another baby. And he's like, Kim, you know, talk to me tomorrow about it, basically. And I'm like, you know what? I changed my mind. That's a lot of damn work and I'm really tired today. So forget it. But I like to think about the past and I tend to do that a lot. And I also want answers to the future. It's not that I worry about the future. I just want answers to the future.
Right.
Hence why I contact Natalie Tomlinson, who you guys were going to have on next week.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be picking a guest. We'll talk about this on Wednesday.
Yes.
Picking a guest to have a reading from Natalie for
free. Very cool.
Free. So, yeah, we'll talk about that on Wednesday. But that's why I talked to Natalie. Like, she sees the future. She's so dead on and accurate that it's scary that Corey actually doesn't want to talk to her sometimes because she's so good. But I want the answers. Like, Corey's fine, like, living in the moment, right? I want to know if KJ is going to win the All-Stars tournament, or I want to know if, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where Corey's like, let's enjoy the moment. So that's the cool thing about Corey and I, is that he can definitely live more in the present, and I tend to always reflect on the past, want to create it today, and then worry or want to know answers to the future. So. Right. Anyways, the less time we spend in a negative mental state, the better. Why? We don't want to create the habit of that. We need to keep in mind that we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence? Then it is not an act, but a habit. Life is full of habits. Not only excellence can be a habit, it can be happiness, sadness. Everything we do becomes a habit. The more time we spend on a mental state, it's very easy for it to become a habit. So we want to be sure to create a good habit of positive thinking. Sometimes it might not be so easy to be positive, especially when things go wrong and we are stuck with something negative, negative thoughts that are buzzing around in our mind. Even a little problem can make us, you know, end up in a negative state. Have you noticed that a thought attracts another thought? It's like a chain, a bit like a domino effect. A positive thought attracts a positive thought, and a negative thought attracts a negative thought. I always tell people you can't live a positive life and think negative thoughts, period. Have you ever had one of those days where you're starting from the beginning and it just all went wrong? It has happened to me in the past, and it's very frustrating. I mean, I think we've all had it where it's like you just wake up and shit just goes friggin' wrong. Yep.
Every minute you're saying, what else can go wrong? What else can go wrong? Exactly. And it just keeps going
and
wrong.
Then you keep saying that shit. So like what we need to do, this is just an example, is break that chain of negative thoughts and start a new chain of positive thoughts, which is so hard, I know, honestly, to do. So how can we replace our negative thoughts with positive thoughts, changing our mental state from negative to positive? Basically, we need to focus our attention on something else, something good, something positive. Whatever we focus on, we create. To move our attention and focus, we can use affirmations, which is something that, you know, people can go online and read and write affirmations of your own. But there's a few books online that has affirmations that you can kind of simulate or whatever on your piece of paper. It's hard. Affirmations sometimes are not written like, hi, I want to have more money than I could spend tomorrow or the rest of my like, it's not that easy. So anyways, we'll go into that. But also, you know, mood savers, they save a person from dwelling in a negative mood. You know, you have to reflect on something positive. What makes you really happy? My kids make me really happy. Good wine makes me really happy. Or traveling to the beach with Croy makes me happy. Or whatever it is. You know, going through what I've been through for the last like 36 hours of my life, you know, I just am like so irritated, but so thankful that I have the people in my circle that have been so supportive on their days off to help me get over this hump. So I try to focus on that, but I do pull in mood savers like, oh my God, I had a really great time on the beach. I'm tan as fuck, which is really what I wanted. My kids look so cute. Their hair is braided. You know, all in all, it was a great trip, but you have to pull from your memory bank things that make you happy.
Yeah.
Let's start with an affirmation cue that relies on your memory. Like I was saying, you know, sit down, relax, concentrate on your breath, breathe calmly, imagine the air entering through your nose and feeling the air inside your body for 30 seconds to a minute, and recall a memory that you associate with happiness. Take the time to decide which memory you're going to choose. This memory can be from a period of time in your life. It can be from a parent who was spending time with you. It can be a memory of a time when you met someone special and you felt so happy. You can use a memory of a big achievement that you've had. It must be a really, really good, happy memory for you. You must feel good and happy when you lived in that moment. So whatever that moment like makes you feel super elated, your wedding, the day you gave birth, whatever it is, these are just ideas to help you guys get through. Again, you know, take these negative thoughts and turn them into positive. But now you need to close your eyes and focus on that particular memory. You need to start building and visualizing the scene, where it was and where you were at the time. Like in a movie, you need to play the scene back in your mind. I think that's super important to get you to calm down, especially, you know, I know a lot of friends. There's one of my girlfriends that before she goes in and has any meeting, she's an actress out in California. Before she goes into any meeting or whatever, she sits in the car and she visualizes all these things and happiness and positive thoughts and positive affirmations and what people are saying to her. And she's an A-lister. She's very successful. And it's funny because I'm like, this bitch is so strong and so tough. You would never think that this crazy ass was sitting in her driver's seat at the damn parking meter before she pays. And like, I'm going to have a great meeting today. They're going to love me. I'm just great. I'm so fabulous. I'm the best one for this, you know, position or this show or whatever. And she pretty much has her own show. So she's pretty phenomenal, but it's funny to listen to her. I mean, she's, I don't know, 20 something plus years older than me and has shared so much wisdom with me over the years. And you would just never think that somebody like her would sit in the car and she says the same thing she says every time. Every time she goes in for an audition, per se, or whatever you want to call it. Corey's awful quiet today. Sorry.
I'm absorbing. Uh-huh. I love it.
You guys, my friend Tracy always picks the wrong people to date. That's why I'm excited about Ship, the new dating app that lets you set your friends up. So the way it works is if you're single, you sign up and you invite your friends to join your crew. If you're not single, you just sign up and invite single friends that you want to find matches for. Then you start looking for matches for yourself or for your friend. The best part is there's a group chat so you and your friends can look at people's profiles together, strategize on what your opening line is going to be, etc. Honestly, it's hilarious to see how little game my friend has. She actually wants to use this corny ass pickup line. How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Like, come on, girl. Anyways, dating is way more fun if you do it with friends. Download Ship for free at getship.com/Kim. That's getship.com/Kim. Getship.com/Kim and start today. Anyways, you guys need to focus on that particular memory. You need to start building and visualizing the scene. You know, just really focus on what made you happy. Feel those moments. And you remember how you were dressed, the weather, who you were with, the environment, the people you were with, trying to remember, importantly, how it felt at that moment and try to recreate that feeling. I can definitely put myself in positions of pure bliss and happiness. Like when I got the phone call of, you know, making it on Housewives, or I don't know that I was overly overjoyed when I found out I was twins. I was scared to death. Like, oh my God. But you know, having a baby or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I mean, just whatever, getting my dream car, whatever, you know, you can definitely feel moments of bliss. We've all had it. I don't care how old you are or what you're going through today. At some point, you've all had complete moments of, you know, bliss, but you need to embrace that feeling of happiness and live it over and over again in your mind. You know, you need to create your first affirmative cue based on memory at the end of the day. Now, you need to take a mental note that every time you feel overwhelmed by a negative thought, you guys know what to do. You need to take action and focus our attention on something positive. That's instantly the first time that you have a negative thought in your mind, whatever that may be, try to go back to that place of whatever it is that brought you bliss. It's easy to do that. Even if like somebody's yelling at you, whether it's your boss, your mom, your dad, your sibling, whatever, you know what? Just close your eyes. It's okay. And just start thinking of that happy moment. Like, you. I'm going to think happy thoughts.
Well, you have two cups of emotions inside of you. You got a negative cup and you got a positive cup. What are you going to fill it with? The more you fill whatever cup it is, that's what's going to overflow. So you're going to either overflow with anger and frustration and nonsense if you keep filling that with more anger, frustration, and nonsense, or you're going to overflow it with positivity.
100%. And the more you practice, you guys, the easier you can change that mental state. I mean, everything takes practice, you know, at the end of the day. So it becomes a habit. You have to make that choice to be happy. You have to have a desire, determination, the right attitude to want to be happy and remain happy. I feel like, especially now with social media, it's so easy to get like off track. You open your phone, you read a stupid ass comment from a random stranger, and it's like, I'll sometimes be like, you know what? Let me tell you something, Betty Smith. And other times it's like, fuck you, bitch. Huh, I'm so happy. So it just depends on kind of where I'm at. But Croy, again, is the rational mind that's like, let's not write back to Betty Smith and tell her to fuck off, sweetie. Not today, okay? And I'm like, you're right, sweetie. But sometimes it takes me 2 seconds to realize that, or it takes me 2 minutes. But it's, you become a master of your emotions at the end of the day. That's kind of what we're trying to get you guys to be masters of. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just feel so bad, sad, down, negative thoughts are spiraling out of control in your mind. And some of this is not going to be enough for you. You know, visualizing the birth of your child or your wedding or whatever, you need maybe a stronger approach. So I'm reading you guys from this expert on the internet, and it says there's an active intervention, something that would force our minds to look away from the negativity. We need to think of an activity that we really enjoy that makes us feel good, such as singing, playing sports, painting, dancing, driving around town. It doesn't matter the activity. What it is it's important that it makes you feel good. Like, I love to drive and blare music. That's like my thing. But if you feel good and you enjoy it, you focus your attention on doing it. And so slowly your negative thoughts will disappear because you're concentrating on something else. You're replacing those negative thoughts and feelings with positive thoughts and feelings. And I think that's important. I realize, because I've been there myself, where it's like, I'm going through something, I'm trying to put myself in that happy place, but I am so friggin' pissed that it's difficult for me to do that. I mean, I also realize that I can't hop in a car and just, hey, Croy, and you know, six kids, I'll be right back. I'm gonna drive around the neighborhood and blare my music. Right. Sometimes I just need to walk away and have 5 minutes to myself too.
Well, you're sparking a much greater result by including an action with a thought, you know, and so it's totally involving every aspect of your body, which then shifts, like you said, your focus, your attention, and where you're headed to happiness, positivity, enjoyment, and different than whatever
is currently 100% bothering you.
You know, you force yourselves to focus on something else. You distract yourselves from the negative thoughts, so they become secondary. Mm-hmm. In essence, you know, they lose power, they lose strength, and they stop buzzing around in mm-hmm. your mind, you know? Yeah. Once you guys have chosen the activity, you just need to take a mental note that every time you feel overwhelmed by the problem or negativity, you guys know what to do. You need to take action and focus the attention on something positive. You know, it's like turning the light switch on to like a positive thought.
Right.
Catch yourself. You'll find yourself catching yourself much quicker as time goes on. I definitely mastered that, I think, when I was much younger and had Ariana and Brielle and I was tired and working. And all of a sudden, when I started thinking more positive thoughts and started saying these positive affirmations and just believing in myself, my life turned around. I'm not even kidding, like in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really gone back. It's
right.
just continued to grow. You know, I love to run. That's my thing. I haven't been able to run all that much just because of my surgery and stuff. But I, you know, I love to run. I'm able to think. I don't like all the mosquitoes during the summer, so I'm a little bit stressed out about them, or snakes or whatever else is in our f-ing neighborhood. But, you know, I love to run. It's something that makes me feel good. I push myself and I can think, and I think alone most of the time, unless KJ and Cash, you know, trek along. But, you know, it's just kind of all in what works for you. Everybody's different. You know, you may hate to run. You may like to do the Stairmaster or something.
Exercise in itself is a extraordinary tool to shift one's mindset, you know, physically, emotionally. You know, it's very uplifting. It you know, changes your metabolism. I mean, if you can exercise, and I recommend everybody exercise something every day. And that doesn't mean walking, you know, from your car to your office seat. You have to get, you know, your heart rate up to a certain level. I think it's over 130 beats per minute, I think is considered 150. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, even if it's just 15, 20 minutes, just, I don't know, just do some sort of exercise. It'll really change your day, uplift you, raise your vibration, and help carry you through the day, or help you, you know, get rid of some of the baloney from the day. You know, you can, it's a great stress reliever. It's just all around.
And I definitely feel like this, you guys, too, is that sometimes like you walk into the office and you're having a great morning, and then all of a sudden you feel, and I call it slammed, where you just feel like super irritated for no fucking reason. You had a great drive to work. There was no traffic. You heard your favorite song. Your husband made your lunch, whatever. And, you know, when you start to feel that, I'm pretty good at saying, well, this isn't my energy. And I say, return to sender, my famous lines, return to sender. When you're feeling off or weird, you know, return to sender. This is not my energy. Return to whoever is sending it to me. And that's a big, big thing. Return to sender. It's not you. You've had a great morning. All of a sudden, you're super irritated for no reason. Return to sender. Give it a few minutes and watch what happens.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's our positive segment. On to our golden nugget, you guys.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
I made this list in Turks and Caicos and thought of you guys on, oh my God, these are must-have things for the beach, especially for children. So
yes.
Let's start with goggles. Huge to bring your own goggles. I don't want anybody's nasty eyes in my children's goggles. So we brought six pairs of goggles.
Well, and nobody wants to spay. Again, every time you travel, whether it's to a touristy destination or out of the country or wherever you go, when you show up, be prepared to pay three times what you're going to pay
100%
to where you normally live.
My bounty,
that's for everything.
Two rolls of Bounty paper towels in Turks and Caicos is $8.
That's crazy.
Insane. Sunscreen. I bought so much sunscreen and brought, Cashmere has, we have a whipped, it's the only patented technology out there, whipped SPF sunscreen. That's incredible. Doesn't leave you white either and really works. And then I also bought sticks of sunscreen for my scars and for the kids' noses to really, I mean, their noses get burnt heavily. So sunscreen is huge. So goggles, sunscreen, make sure you reapply sunscreen. I had to put a memory, or what's her name? Dumb bitch, Suri, in my phone. Mm-hmm. Please remind me every 2 hours, Monday through Saturday, to reapply sunscreen. Also shirts for the kids in case of sunburn. You know, they Jack and Janie, uh-huh. or Janie and Jack, whatever, makes shirts that they uh-huh. can wear, like
water shirts.
Water shirts, yeah, which are really cool. Flip-flops. Beach toys, you guys. You know, they're always more expensive wherever you go, so you can bring some beach toys for them to play with. A camera, like a real camera, so you can print real photos. I often wonder, like, what we're going to do with all the pictures on our phone. Like, mm-hmm. you don't print them off. Like, okay, Jay, here, let's go through my old phone. Like, how's that going to work? Like, it's weird. Mosquito spray. No see 'em bugs, you f***. Mosquito spray, no matter where you're going. Advil and Tylenol for the kids. Benadryl in case of reactions. Aloe in case of a burn. Not the aloe leaf. You can always get that in most other countries, but there's a lot of companies that make aloe in more pure forms than others. Right. Deep conditioner is a huge thing to bring. Did you get my conditioner off the floor in the shower? You did?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just realized I never picked that up.
Oh.
Deep conditioner because of the salt water, you guys. Cashmere Collections, my skincare line, has the most incredible deep conditioner ever. We might be sold out, actually. No, we're not sold out of that. We're sold out of the foaming face wash that everybody's so stressed out about. But deep conditioner, the salt water takes a beating, the sun on your hair, especially if you color it like me. Also, you can buy SPF spray for your hair to protect your color. You don't want to spend all this money getting your hair colored, and then you want to go to the beach and have the sun just eat it alive. I love it because it makes my hair a whiter blonde, which I love. But for people that don't like that, definitely there's SPF that you can buy specifically for your hair. Also, organic lotion. You get super dry from the sun, or body butters. Cashmere Collections body butter is what we use. But definitely, these are some must-haves for the beach trips.
Right.
Advil and Tylenol is huge because you don't know, like Turks and Caicos is Americanized to a certain extent, but you know, certain Dominican Republic, I didn't feel like was, you know, certain areas. So you always want to bring everything that you would need just in case. Right. I know that sounds crazy. I brought a thermometer. I brought Vicks vapor rub because that works really well if they have a cough to put on their feet. It also works on a very bad sunburn,
right,
which you would think the complete opposite. So we brought Vicks vapor rub, Benadryl, Tylenol, Advil, Pepto-Bismol, sunscreen, 50 to 30 to 75 SPF sticks. What else can you think of, babe?
That's a good list. And, you know, basically take what you're going to need.
I overpack and he knows not to bitch now because when he needs something, we have it. I brought toenail clippers.
Right. Of course, you know, especially if you're out of the country, it's going to be very difficult to get access to certain things that you're accustomed to using. And if you're not out of the country, it still can be hard. And then nobody wants to spend their time driving to the store and like, oh, you know, I got to get this, got to go. How easy or how nice would it be just to be able to walk into your room or your house or wherever you're at and get what you need and walk back out and continue to enjoy the beach or to continue to enjoy your vacation and your sights and your sounds and whatever, instead of having to spend time chasing something that you didn't bring. It just makes your trip way more enjoyable to be prepared and to have all these things. And you're going to save money. This is traveling on a budget. If you have a budget and you're worried about overspending, make sure you bring all of these things because you're going to pay 3 to 4 times what you would pay here because of just where you're at, location. So that's with everything. Like when you travel out of the country, everything is marked up. Like from the, like we said, the paper towels to the Benadryl to the, not even just the summer toys. It's everything. The food is, it's all more expensive. So if you're going to travel on a budget, do that. And I would do one last little, like a second golden nugget. If you're traveling on a budget, eat pizza a couple nights a week.
100%.
Pizza everywhere is cheap.
And
pizza
it's good. Everywhere.
And it's good. And it's wholesome.
Oh, I never thought I'd hear my husband say that. I've been eating pizza my whole life.
But if you're traveling on a budget, eat some pizza.
And you can also add your veggies to it. So you get your dairy, you get your carb, you get your tomato, then you get your vegetables, you know, whatever. Yeah. If you want meat, protein, whatever.
Yeah.
Pizza is always good. We had it a couple times, even though we had the private chef. We did order a couple times. I'm actually going to order pizza tonight. Thanks so much, babe. Anyhow, you guys, you don't want to miss Wednesday's episode because I'm sure I'll still be heated, so I'm trying to remain positive. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim.
Talk to you guys Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly exclusively on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.